we're up to Tosfos just got finished saying a possible answer for Rashi. Rashi seems to be holding, at least as Tosfos understood Rashi, that a case where a person is chayv miso l'shamayim and causes hezek l'chaveiro is called miso l'zeh mamon l'zeh. Like the case over here of Rashi, that Rashi says it's considered miso l'zeh mamon l'zeh, karashi run shechaveiro while he's eating truma. And Rav Ashi happens to hold miso l'zeh mamon l'zeh patur. According to Tosfos' understanding of Rashi, it doesn't seem to depend on whether it was your truma or the other person's truma. Miso l'zeh, mamon l'zeh, even includes a case like this, where it's miso l'shamayim or mamon l'chaveiro. Just like the case in Sanhedrin, for example, even though in that case it's a halacha of misa for Eidim Zomimin, but it's the same thing if it was miso l'shamayim. It's called miso l'zeh, mamon l'zeh. The problem is, you have the Mishnah in Bava Kama that says a hidgas agadish b'shabes is patur from paying Hezek, because what does Rashi do according to the Manda Amrad? What do you do with that Mishnah? Says the Ri, that makes that case different is the fact that it's Maisa Echad. And the other cases that we've been discussing, a Miso Zeman Lazer, it's Beis Maisim. The case over here, it's obviously Beis Maisim. Achilas Tumal Kriyas Shiroim is Beis Maisim. And the Haggadah Edus, Ploni bar albito shel ploni, is in effect two adios. That's what he means by two maisim. It's two adios, two separate adios. One on the bas, which you could have said independent of the boel, and one on the boel. And therefore, we apply the rule of miso zeh mamon l'zeh. We consider it miso zeh mamon l'zeh. However, in the case of Mazda Gadish, it's Maisa Echad, and that would be different. That Rashi would agree, everyone agrees, would become a Dragmina. So we said over one pshat of Rav Naphtali, a Yisod, Kamadramine, is two ideas, two tiers to Kamadramine. Maisa Echad is the pshat that you can't mechayiv two chiyuvim from one Maisa, and if that's the halacha, then it doesn't matter that we have Miso Zeh Mamon L'zeh. Whereas if it's halacha in the Gavra, you can't be mechayiv in two chiyuvim with two maisim that he did, that we could speak about Miso Zeh Mamon L'zeh possibly being chayiv. We noted that the Lashon Tosfos doesn't sound that way, so it's mashma more in Tosfos' language that because Madlis HaGadish is Ba Maisa Echad, Chashiv Misa V'Tashlumen Le'Echad. Chashiv Misa V'Tashlumen Le'Echad. It's a question of reconfiguring the definition of Misa V'Tashlumen Le'Echad. Not that, let it be Misa L'Zeh, Mamon L'Zeh. But nevertheless, you're still going to be Patur. It's that it's viewed as Misa U'Mamon Le'Echad. Exactly what does that mean? So we suggested something of a beginning of an approach that the inyan of Kimid Rabmine, Misa, Lezer, Mamon Lezer is the pshat that the Mamon is standing apart and separate from the Chiyuv Misa. And the Misa can only pater a Chiyuv that you could say is associated with it, it's next to it, it's together with it, and now you have to define what together means. But to the extent that the Chiyuv Mamon is separate and distinct from the Chiyuv Misa, then the Chiyuv Misa doesn't have the koach to pater. That's what Miso Zeh Mamon L'zeh really means. That's the underlying idea. Now, Rashi will hold that just because a person is chayv Miso L'shamayim and not necessarily to the person, he's chayv Miso L'shamayim for eating truma. But the Chiyuv Mamon is, such a Chiyuv Mamon is not considered to be together with that Chiyuv Misa. The Chiyuv Misa is L'shamayim, the Chiyuv Mamon is to somebody else. That's called Miso Zeh Mamon L'zeh. Madgis HaGadish B'Shabes is for sure Pater, everybody agrees to that. Says the Ri, because here it's Maisa Echad. You did one Maisa and you were Madgis HaGadish, that by definition puts the Chiyuv Mamon together in the same context as being associated with the Chiyuv Misa. After all, it was the Maisa of Madgis HaGadish that brought about the Hezek and brought about the Chil Shabbos. And therefore, despite the fact that, you know, technically the Misa is L'shamayim that he owes, he has to pay with his life, and the Mamon is to the other, but what does it really mean, Misa Zeh Mamon L'zeh? It means that the Mamon stands separate and distinct from the Chiyuv Misa. But the fact that there's a tziruf, the umbrella context of the fact that it was Maisa Echad that brought about both, that is enough to define it Chashiv, as the Rebbe puts it, Chashiv like Misa V'Tashumin Le'Echad. Okay, so what does Tosus have as a problem in this? So this is a defense of Rashi. Right? This is a defense of Rashi that here in Ravashi's case it is called Misa Zemam Lezeh, and the Mishnah Bava Kama is not a problem because of the fact that it's Maisa Echad. Chashiv Ki'ilu Misa V'Tashumin Le'Echad. Ve'ein Nira L'Rashba. The Rashba in Tosus doesn't like this yishuv that the Ri is suggesting Ladas Rashi. The Ein Nira L'Rashba, the Ha'amar Rav Yosef Perakam de Sanhedrin. Let's go back to Tesam and Bezin Sanhedrin. Rav Yosef says, the din is, Hevi Abal Edim Shezinsa. So first the Baal brings Edim to testify that the wife was Mizana. Rashi went here, was talking after Nisuin. She's in a sewer, so we're discussing going, paying, making harlus v'ksuba. Behevi ha'av edim ve'izimam ve'edei ha'bal. Now the av brings edim that are mazim the edei ha'bal. So at this point, says Rav Yosef, the din is what? You do kasha zamam to the edei ha'bal, and what does that mean? Edei ha'bal neharogim ve'ein mishamin mamam. So you say, come with Rav Minei, and they get killed because they wanted to kill the woman for being Mizana. They don't pay money because it's considered Miso Mamun Le'echad in this case, because we're discussing the woman herself. She's already at a stage that she would be affected by the Mamun. So therefore, by the fact that they're paying with their life, so they don't get the Onesh Hakal of Mamun. That's step one in Rav Yosef. So that's if the Edei Ha'av are Mazim, the Edei Ha'ba. Continues Rav Yosef, another scenario. Chazar Ve'hevi Ha'bal Edim Ve'hezimum Le'edei Ha'av. Now what happens? The Baal counters with another pair of Edim who are Mazim, the Edei Ha'av, who are earlier being Mazim, the Edei Ha'bal. So what do they say, the Edei Ha'bal now? The second peer of Edei Ha'bal. They say, how could you have said, you Edei Ha'av, that the Edei Ha'av, the first peer of Edei Ha'bal, were with you and couldn't have seen this nous? You couldn't say such edus, because you say that they were with you, but you were with us. That's what it means. So they're mazim, the original mazimim. So now we have to do kasha zamam to who? To which Edim? The Edei Ha'av. So what is their punishment now, says Rav Yosef? Edei Ha'av neharogin u'mishalmin mamun. So now they have to suffer both punishments. They get killed, plus they pay. What, as he explains there in the Gemara, misa l'zeh, mamun l'zeh, but Tosus has an interesting take on what it means. Mamun l'zeh, perush, lebal, shevatzu l'afsido k'suba. So Tosus learns that the mamon involved is the hefsid k'suva that they wanted the Baal to lose. What else could Tosus have said? What does Rashi say there? It's the mayor kesef.
The Baal's not the one losing k'suva. The woman would be the one losing k'suva.
No, he would lose k'suva because what happened was, what did they want to do?
He'd have to pay to her.
He'd have to pay her k'suva.
If they were lying, he'd have to pay to her.
In other words, in the Edei Ha'av wanted, really, he doesn't owe her k'suva. Right? Now what happened? So the Edei Ha'av said she was Mizana. She was k'suva. The Edei Ha'av said, no, you're lying, so you really have to pay her k'suva. But now who is really lying?
Yeah.
The Edei Ha'av. So they wanted to make him pay k'suva. He really doesn't have to pay the k'suva.
So the reapplication of the
that's what Tosis, that's a chiddush in Tosis. Right. Rashi makes it more simple. Rashi learns that the mamon that they want to mechayev the Baal, these Edei Ha'av are is mamon of the Meir Kesef. That how does it work that he has to pay Meir Kesef? He was motzi shemra on her. How does it work? How do you know he's motzi shemra? Because he brought Edim that were really lying to testify against her. So the Edei Ha'av intended to make him pay Meir Kesef. Now if they're found to be zomimin, so they have to pay mamon of Meir Kesef that they want to mechayev the Baal. That's how Rashi learns in Sanhedrin. But Tosus says it differently. Tosus says that the Hefsid Mammon is that they want the Baal to have to pay Ksuba even though the Baal shouldn't have to pay Ksuba. Because really, she was Mizana. Okay, so that's what Tosa. You have to know why Rashi say what Tosa said, why Tosa said. Rashi says this is more Negea Mosi Shema in Yanim, so we won't delve into it. But Tosa learns that the Hefsid Mammon is the Hefsid Ksuba. Unifashas Le'edim. In other words, what did they intend also to do? They wanted to kill the Eidei HaBaal when they testified. Imanu HaYisem, these Eidei HaAv, they wanted to do Kasha Zaman to the first Eidim, because what, right? They wanted, the first Eidim wanted to kill the woman, and they, right? And they testified against them that there was Omen, which they really weren't. In other words, and they wanted to do Kasha Zaman to these Eidim. So now that they became Zomim, that the Eidei HaBaal and the new Eidei HaBaal came and were Mazin Eidei HaAv, so now they have to pay two different punishments. They have to pay Mammon because they want the Mafsid Ksuv, as Tosus has it, and the Fashas Le'Eidim. Yo, what are you going to ask?
I'm just, because me, first of all, the din is, by Motzi Shemra, you're supposed to even stay married to her. Now you're not so... There's no chiv. There's no immediate chiv of mammonus is coming to the fact that if you went to go and divorce her.
In other words, he's prepared. You're asking good. In other words, maybe the reason why Rashi didn't want to say hefsek suva is because he's prepared to pay the suva. In other words, that's the default. If he's married, happily married, you pay suva. So why is that called that when mafsid him the suva? It's strange to put it that way. In other words, Rashi's explanation sounds much better. They want to mafsid him mea kesef to pay mea kesef that you know, that he's he was accusing her. Being Mizana. But really, the way Tosus has it, the default is you pick Ksuba. So Tosus calls that they want to be Mafsid and Ksuba. It's a good, well taken point. It's very well taken. But in terms of our Inyan, though, it's not really that, doesn't really matter too much. What the Kasha now of the Rajba is what? V'chassam al hazama achas bo'ehem hakol. Let's just translate first the words. What does he mean? It's the Maisa Echad, which, now it's confusing, but think about it for a second. Hopefully you learned it correctly. What is the Hazama Achas that he's referring to? There's a Hazama that the Eidei Ha'av became Zomim. That's the last Hazama in the story. And then there's the Hazama of the Eidei HaBaal, where Mazim, the Hazama of the Eidei HaBaal, that were Mazim the Eidei HaBaal. So what does he mean to be discussing here? Who's paying now? Who's paying the two onshin? Which aid in the Eidei HaAv. So what does he mean to say? So who is it that did one maisa to mechayev two onshin?
The
Eidei HaAv. Okay, clear? Hazama achas bolem hakol. Good. It's a good I ask. So hazama achas. I think the Maram Shiv pointed out. It's pashut though. It means hazama achas. In other words, the eidus of the Eidei HaAv. It was one action that they were mazim. They said imano yisim on the first pier of the Eidei HaBaal. And based on that, they're going to incur the chiyuv when they become zomimin, when the Eidei and chazav behavi about Eidim, he was mazim them. So now we say that they have to pay in the form of misa and in the form of mamum. In fact, the Rashba on the Ri, who said Shad and Rashi, that if you have a situation of maisa echad, so like the case of Madag Gadish, why would Rashi agree in that case that you say kum damine and it's considered like miso mamon lechad, because it was one maisa that triggers both. So too, he says over here too, it was one maisa of being mazim, the Eidei HaBaal, the first Eidei HaBaal, that maisa of the Eidei HaAv, they were mazim the Eidei HaBaal, that's causing them now to have to pay when they become zomim subsequently. And yet, what do we say? We say misa lezeh, or mamon lezeh. But wait a second, we should view this as misa mamon lechad because it all came through maisa echad. So again, touching the words, al ma'azama achas balem akol seemingly means the hazama that they were mazim when they testified imanu yisim against the Eidei HaBaal, that's their maisa echad. And so, why do we view this as misa lezeh mamon lezeh? We should say that it's considered to be like misa mamon lechad because it was one maisa that triggered everything. That seems to be the kasha of the Rashba. What could we say, maybe, in defense of Rashi, or as Tosus understood Rashi? Interesting, right? This is Tosus' kasha. Who has a thought? Yeah,
maybe just a small. I don't know if it's.
How many people, by the way? How many people learned Pshat this way? That there was the Hazama. Okay, I'm not going to ask the other question, right? But it has to be. Now you will agree. Now it has to be that because it's talking the Ma'isa Machayev. So it's not the hazam at the end. Seemingly, it's the ma'aseh that they did that ultimately incurs the liability when it became zomim. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe it could depend on how you define two eduot. Meaning, before, when the Rebbe was talking about taking out two eduot, is two ma'aseh, right? So maybe this, even though disqualifying one would disqualify two, maybe the fact that they are saying this person and this person were with me in this place.
What do you mean? Because they're two. They're saying two Adim.
No. Because this set of Adim is saying that this set of Adim was with us. Correct?
Wait. Their Adus. Yeah. Their Adus. Adi Ha'av said.
Yeah.
You Adi Abau. You said. You testified that you saw a woman being mizan.
Yeah.
At this day, at this time.
Yeah.
So these Adi Ha'av say, you Adi Abau, you're clearly not correct in saying that you're Adim to have seen that, to have witnessed that, because you are not you were not there to see it. You were with us.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's one act of hazam.
No, but the fact that they're saying this person and this person, they're saying two people, the same.
No. The fact that they're two Adim, that doesn't make it. No.
But
that
in
can't
other
be.
Case, in other case, when he was explaining to Edio, right?
Yeah, that's different. That's very different. There, it's two adios in the sense that they're saying ploni ba al ishazu and bas ploni. So there, the sentence might be one sentence, but there are two distinct hagadas adios. There's an adios about ploni being a mizana with this, you know, that's a chiyuv. That's a hagadas adios that could stand independently of anything else. Just ploni was mizana. And he's chay misa for doing this avera, and then there could be a hagadas edus on her that could stand independently. So really, there's two separate hagadas edus. Here, the hagadas edus is clearly one. The hagadas edus is you adim imanu hayisem. That's not two things. Now, where you're leading, and let's ponder this for a second. But in what sense can you separate this? So in terms of what aspect? The Hagadas Eidus is one, but give me a key word here.
Where's it stemming from?
What is the onesh after all? For what is the onesh based on? What's the words of the pasuk?
Yishnu
kasha zomam. What French word zomam? Zomam is
to plan,
to plot, to strategize. The agenda of these Eidim is one maisim or two maisim, perspective of the zomam.
They are doing one.
No. What's their plan? What do they want to do here? They want to do two things. They want to kill the Edim of the Baal, and they want to be mafsid the Baal. They may kesef, the ksuba. The plotting has two distinct parts to it. Okay, so what does it mean exactly? Okay, but the hagad, but what's machayev them? The hagadas edus that they said. You know, plotting itself is not. It's not going to put you in jail or get you killed, right? You know, it's you've got to say this. So you have to say something of a chap, and I saw this maybe in the one as far Birkas Abram, I believe. He says that you have this more kashazamam Torah. He says that the liability for kashazamam lies in the zamam. The onesh is for the zamam, but it's like a tenai, you could say, that the zamam has to be coming to fruition in the form of the formal Kabbalah's Eidos, that the Eidim have to come and testify, and Beis Din has to paskin based on their testimony. That's all Makis, what we know. That you have to have the Beis Din has to hear them, and they have to paskin al pihem. It's kasha zamba or kasha rasa, but it has to be psagd din. So all of that is a formality. But the machayev on its core level could be the zamam. The zamam that comes to fruition in the form of the protocol of Avagadah Seidus. But if you look at the Machayev on its most basic bare bones level, not as the Eidus itself that they testified, but on the Zamam level, so if that's the case, you could perhaps view this situation also as not one Maisa, but two. Because it's a Zamam, the separate agenda that they strategize to do to him and to do to her. It's a Chiddush, it's a Chab, it's interesting. It's a possibility in defense of Rashi. So what did the Rashba hold? No. What was the Machayev? Machayev was that they said the Eidus Sheker. We found out it was Sheker when the other Eidim came. But the Haggadah's Eidus, that's one Maisa. There's Machayev now in the two Onshin. So then how come it's Misu Zemam and Azeh? But if you go back a second and say, well, really, the machayv is the zomam. It's just that the zomam that comes the day, you know, what has to be officially registered and based in with Agadas Eidos, but it's the zomam that's really the basis of the machayv. Maybe that could be called two maisim. Yeah.
By the same story, you could also separate two maisim or two punishments that you're trying to give to one person. Where if they're giving visa and mamun to one person, we said that in that case, the zomim would only be chayv visa.
In the first case.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's to the same person. If it's two agendas to do to the same person, time the same person, it's still
so
one.
So they have like sit down and have separate meetings for each person.
No, I know. But if it's still zomim. Both zamams are still for the same person, so it's still a chad. You can't make it a separate. It's not misa zamam mazev. It's zamam to do X to this guy and Y to this guy. It's still to the same guy.
So we define an action as hazama for one person and hazama for a second person as a second action.
I think so. I think you have to say that. Imagine so. I hear you, Ha'ara, but I hear. I think that again. This is all possibilities for Rashi. Could we say something else, Yosef and Ben? Yeah.
Just wondering how much the different pieces of Tosin have to shtim, because later on, when we get to Rabbeinu Tam, his suggestion as far as Rabbi Yosef's part of the Gemara, this type of understanding about that type of Vedas, that really won't work, because over there he says the Kasher is on Kisas, like we just did.
Yeah, well, we haven't read Rabbeinu Tam. Wait. See, I don't know that it's a contradiction, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, it's just a specific idea in terms of when your mag does something, it's to Maisim, as long as you can see that the Zomam was a separate maaseh for a separate person, that's enough to be considered to be a separate machayev. It's like two maaseh. We'll see Rabbeinu Tam soon. We'll wait and see for Rabbeinu Tam. Ben? The Sefer called Birkas Avram. It's one of the Rosh Yeshiva, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, and exactly his title, but it's a Sefer that has many, many sichtes, you know, Yeshiva Shared, you could say, Birkas Avram. He has a svara like this. We read you a word or two. He says it. Nearly the Yeshlom, near the Yeshlom, the Sfiru Lari, the Ena Machayev Laonish Kashezama Maisa Hagada, Ela Hazmama, Mashezama Mlasos Lechavero, Unnihid the Boy Maisa Hagada, Abu Enzo Avera Machayevas Haonish, Ela Mashezama, Madezama Lahavi, Lide Chiyuv, Sheeno, that's fabricated, he's planning, strategizing a Chiyuv that's really not legitimate, the garam with Mardin, I said Bazahu the Hushlama has mama. In other words, this mama was, I say Hushlama, it came to fruition. Bazah Shapir him based Mamus Nefrados, the Kochi of the Hefsid, who dubbed the Absmo. The Shaykh Bofanacher Ravi Totsazu. The Kodin Chibes and Pascal, who din Bifne Absmo, Shanasai des Mamasam. All right, it is what it is. Take it, you know, we'll leave it. It's a svar to. To think about more when you're learning Makis. Yossi Rachman, yeah.
Just to clarify, the Nefashos are talking about the second set of Adam that Ede tries to get Ede Haba
killed.
Right?
But either the Ksuba or the Meir Kesef.
Right. Yeah. I think someone asked before, but we're not able to say that since the testimony is like similar to what Bernie said.
That's in the earlier case of Tosus. That's separate Haggadah Seidus. This is one Haggadah Seidus that is going to result in having an effect on two different people. But seemingly Madikas Haggadah is also that. It's one Maisa of lighting the fire by the Gadish that's going to result in two separate chiyuv to two separate people. And nevertheless, that's called Misa Manglechad because it's triggered by one Maisa. That's what the Rajba asks over here. It's triggered by one Maisa that they did to say Eidus against the Eidei Habal.
Why can't we just say simply that
Eidei
Habal is reinterpreting Mitel Ezeh Mamlezeh Ezeh is Maaseh Echad and Ezeh is Maaseh Shehi. And that you need two ma'asim, and mital lezeh is edud achad, mamon lezeh is edud sheni. And the Rashba said you can't say that because of Sanhedrin 10.
I mean, what are you saying differently than we said? No, that is the Rashba's kashas, is exactly that.
Where does the Birkat Avraham come in?
Oh no, what he's trying to say is that in defense of the Ri. Well, I don't know if I followed you. In other words, the Ri seemingly said, according to Rashi, the case of Malan Gadish is considered Misa Malan Lachad because it's one Maisa. And the cases in case of Rabbah, for example, on Yudam and Aleph in Sanhedrin, right? That's since he could have said they're really two separate Haggadah Idiot, that's why it's called Misa Wazama Mazet. But the Rashba, but the case of Rabbi Yosef, of the Edei Ha'av, who became dominant. So there, they said one Haggadah Edus of Imanu Ha'isim against the first Pir Bei Deva. And now they end up having to pay and to get killed. But seemingly, according to what the Ri said, for Rashi, that if it's Madli Gadish, it's considered Misu Zeh to the same person because it's one Maisa. Here too, it's one Maisa. So comes the Birkas Avraham and says, no, because here it's not defined by the Haggadah Edus, one Maisa. In that respect, it's one Maisa. What's really Mechayiv them is the plotting, it's the strategizing, it's the Zmama. So therefore, in that sense, it was a separate Zmama with that could stand separate in terms of what they wanted to accomplish vis-a-vis the first Edim and what they wanted to accomplish vis-a-vis the Baal.
But the Ri says two Adiyot. He says Shnei Adiyot.
Yeah, I understand, because in the Ri's context, yeah, you know, in the Ri's case, yeah, there's two Adiyot, they could have, right. So you mean because he focused on Adiyot? Okay, you mean because he focused on Adiyot, that's why the Rashba had a Kasha. Yeah. Okay, so you're saying basically the words of Tosis don't lend themselves to this explanation. Okay, I hear. Then you have to know, what else can you say for Rashi? Is there anything else we can add, maybe? Okay.
This answer would be limited to Edom Zomim.
Well, that's the case of Misa Zomim.
It wouldn't be able to carry over to Ish because you had two different intentions.
Carry over to what? To Gadish? No, because Edom Achayiv is the Mice itself. Yeah, exactly. Unique halach b'edim zomim, that the onus is a function of the zmam. That's right. That's what I say. It's more tzmakis. It's makis raid. It's really more within the realm of edim zomim to think about. Okay. Yeah.
The shittik is a yishuv. He says that even zman hazomim, since there's two onushim coming out of this hazomim, considered two edios.
Why? In the other case. Uh huh. It's two onushim coming out of it. I don't know. I don't want to comment. I would talk about. Okay. I mean, is there anything else you could be saying? It could be said in defense of Rashi. Yeah.
So just building off what Rachamim said, I think the words of Tosafot that Lendisman was trying to look toward, because when he's defining Edner, he's not specifically saying Haggadah Edus. He's saying Shehayu Yechol Nahari Alav Talo Habat Talabat Talo Alav Poni. I'm saying, why can't you use those exact words and just apply it to our case with Edim? Say, you could have against this age without the other age.
You can't. No, you can't do that. I don't think anyone is going to separate the two Edim and say it's two things. You're mazim makat of Edim. That's all by definition one. I don't think you can separate. No one's separating the two Edim into two. I don't think. Well, you can't. No, I'm saying no. You have to ultimately mazim both. I'm saying so clearly. What?
What's the difference, though? Why could you have separated there?
You could have just because the Edus is Ploni, Baal Plonis, so it's really an Edus about Ploni being Chayev Misa, and it's an Edus against her, that she's going to lose out. It's a separate. It really is a separate Edus on each one. In a story, the story happened to include two characters, but basically there'd be a separate Edus on each person. Here, Imanu Ha'isem, that's all it was. That's it. One Edus, Imanu Ha'isem. What's the fallout of that Edus? The fallout is going to be, ships are going to fall where they do, the Baal's going to suffer in his pocketbook, and the Edom are going to suffer by getting killed. But it's one Edus, Imanu Ha'isem. Here, to say Ploni Baal Plonis is in effect two Edus.
I don't know, it depends on how you're defining how he's defining Edus. You're defining it by saying that,
Imanu Ha'isem, that's the Edus. What is there to say? How is that too? Imanu Ha'isem, that's what they testified. They testified that the Edim, you can't separate one Edim from the other, so what are you going to separate? Zmama, that was what he was saying, the Zmama you could separate, you know. But the agenda is to punish him, to punish the Edim, and to punish him. But the Edus itself is one Edus. But in the case of the Ploni Baal Plonis, you see, it's two separate Edios. It's an Edus about him and the liability that they want to impose on him and about her. Yeah, yeah. Okay, think more. But that chiluk should be obvious. Okay, we have to know. Yoni. Okay, so let up. It's okay.
Just yeah. Back to the Rashi's question. Why can we say the one ma'aser is the Eide HaBaal trying to mechayev the Eide HaAv?
Because yeah, you mean why? You know, when you read the Tosas, Zama Achas, so because it has to be analogous to the case of Gadish. The chiyuv that's triggered is a function of the person who becomes chayev. His ma'aser is mechayev him in whatever consequences. And in this case, we have two consequences, and we want to know whether they come down or not. You light the Gaddish, there's a Chiyuv Mis and Chiyuv Mamon, and presumably it should be Misu Zeh Mamon Zeh. Lufi Rashi says the Reno. I'll tell you why it's called Misu Mamon Gachad, because it was one Maisa being Madlik the Gaddish. Says the Rashba, so over here, where we're telling we're passing into the Eide Ha'av, have to pay with their life, and to pay with money. How come you say that Miso Zeh Mamon Lezeh? It should be like the case of Madlik Gaddish, meaning that it's Al Maisa Echad, everything came Al Maisa Echad. So analogous to Madlik Gaddish, the Maisa Echad is what did they do wrong that triggered their Chiyuv? Not what ended up happening in order to know that they did something wrong. What did they do wrong? The answer is the Hazama that they testified against Eide HaBaal is what they did wrong. So that's what the Hazama Achas is, not the Hazama of the, you know, what happened to make them Zomimim, it's what they said when they said the others are Zomimim. Okay. That's okay. Yoni had a question right back. No? Okay. So the truth, there are possible other Yeshuvim, there's a Pnei Yeshua, other things. Let's meanwhile continue on. So we have the Rajba asking on the Reeves Yeshua for Rashi. In effect, basically, what is the Rajba saying? That Rashi is incorrect. In other words, what is the premise of Rashi as understood by Tosfos? That a person is mechuyev misa l'shamayim, at the same time he did something to be matzik someone else. Rashi would portray that as what? What category? No. What would that be called? Like the case of Ravashi, no? Misa l'zeh, mamon l'zeh. What the Rashi is, and the Reeves says, and we'll work it out. The case of Gaddish is different because it's Maisa Echad. What the Rashba is disproving and asking on the Re, he's saying, so that's all wrong. And the real answer is that Ravashi's case is really not called Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh. Ravashi in no way is getting into that issue because this case is Bachal not Shaykh to the case in Sanhedrin. In other words, why is Sanhedrin Misa Lezeh and Mamon Lezeh? Because the Chi of Misa is, let's go back in Cheshbon. What is the Rashba ultimately trying to say? So Misa is considered what? Misa is considered Lezeh. Why? Why is it Misa Lezeh? Because he owes his life because what he did to that person or wanted to do to that person. And then it's Mamon Lezeh. But in a case like Madlik Gaddish, the answer is simple. And the case of Ravashi is just as simple. In other words, it's not Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh. It's Misa Mamon Le'echad. Add the Rashba from yesterday if you want. Don't add that sentence. But the basic idea is that Misa Shemaim and Mamon Le'echaderu, that's called Misa Mamon Le'echad. Okay, but now Tosis introduces other elements to help understand the framework of when something is called Misa Zeh Mamon Le'echad and when it should be Chayev, when it should be Patur. Now, based on what we have right now on the table, there should be no need to have to say anything, unless you hold that Misa L'Shamayim and Mamon L'Sheni should be called Misa Zeh Mamon Le'echad, but presumably we don't hold that, right? So based on the Gemara that we've so far dealt with, Rav Ashi here, and Rava and Rav Yosef in Sanhedrin, are they incompatible, or are they okay? Are they both compatible with each other? Where we are right now in Tosfos. According to Rashi, it's the Lo Karav, right? But according to what Tosfos is saying right now, he slugs up what the Reeves said to Rashi, so where are we right now in terms of the Gemara Ksuvos and the Gemara Sanhedrin? They get along? What?
Yeah.
They do. In other words, the Sugya Sanhedrin, that's called Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh. The case over here, Misa Lezeh Shemaim and Mamon Lechaveru, that's not called Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh. That's fine. So seemingly there should be no need to say anything else. Why is there a need to speak again? Because there are the Gemaras. And if you want to harmonize all the Gemaras, so this Gemara doesn't bother us. But we have Sanhedrin, and we have Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Sanhedrin. Misa Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh is what? According to Rabbi Rav Yosef, Misa Mamun Lezeh is Chayiv. But what else do we have? We have Bava Kama Chabez and the Beis. Gdi Dachad Eved Dachad. The Gemara is going to say over there that Misa Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh is what? Pat. We have the case of Rodef Sheshiba Sakelim. The Gemara says over there at the end that Misa Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh is Pater. So you have two more Gemaras that say Pater, and you have the Gemara Sanhedrin that says Misa Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh Chayiv. So now ready, we have to start reckoning, because seemingly the Gemara actually is discussing a case that the Gemara refers to seemingly as Misa Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh. In one place we say the din is Chayiv. We don't say Kamed Rav Minei, Rabbi Rav Yosef in Sanhedrin. In other two places, seemingly the Gemara is saying Misa Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh is Pater. Now, if Rashi were to look at those Gemaras, Chav Beis and Bava Kama, or Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, what would Rashi say in response to that? What would Rashi say? He would say, well, yeah, Ravashi is already on a different page than Rav and Sanhedrin. He holds Pratis. So those other two Gemaras are within the sheet of the Ravashi holds. It's Machlokas anyway. So Machlokas or Sukkis. But you see, if Rashi is not correct, because our Ravashi, not to be confused with Rashi, Rav Ashi in our Gemara is not inconsistent with Rabbi Rav Yosef, because this case Bechlal is not Shayach to Misa Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh. So now, Meicha Tesa to start making a Machlokas HaSukkis. So now we're going to start looking around different Gemaras, and we're going to try to figure out how to work out Sanhedrin Daf Tes and Beis Yerem Aleph with Rabbi Kama Chabez and Beis and Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. And we're going to be presented here with what? With two different mahalchim, one of Rabbeinu Tam and one of the Riva. Okay. So now Tosus brings in Rabbeinu Tam first. Venira le Rabbeinu Tam. The Rava Dafka got the Eidim Zomimin. But I want you to keep in mind the following question. If what I just said is correct, I want you to hear this Nekuda. I think it's important when you see Tosus Bava Kama. What I just said is correct. I think from our Tosus it is correct. But does Rabbeinu Tam, in what he's about to do, have to relate to the Mishnah Bava Kama that Tosus quoted so far of Lamed Aleinu Beis, of Hu Shehidrik Es HaGadish Patur, and figure out a way to square that with Sanhedrin Daf Tes? Should Rabbeinu Tam have to deal with that or not? What do you think? When you see Rabbeinu Tam, does Rabbeinu Tam need, with what he's going to say, to work out the case of the Mishnah Hidgus HaGadish B'Shabbos? And the reason why that works out is because he's going to say now that the case in Sanhedrin is the exception to the rule. That's why Chayiv. But every other case is Pater, including the case of Misa Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh that's found in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, in Mishnah Bava Kama of Hidgus HaGadish? Or, no, that case is not even on the radar screen. Why not? Because it's Misa L'Shamayim, Mamun L'Sheni, that's Misa Mamun L'Chad. So Rabosai, you all read the Tosus, or at least you read Rabbeinu Tam. Do you think Rabbeinu Tam needs to relate and to answer up for that Mishnah, Lamed Daled Bava Kama, and what he's doing is also needed to answer why that din is true? He did it as a Gadish B'Shabbos Pater. Does it sound that way in our Tosus?
It's fine.
He's silent about it. Why is he silent about it? Because in that regard, what is it?
It's not a problem.
Not a problem at all. Okay, but how many of you saw Tosus in Bava Kama? Chav Beis and the Beis. There's one line tucked away in that Tosus. When Rabbeinu Tam brings Rais to his shita, the Edom Zomen is the exception, and only then Misa Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh is Achayiv. And every loss is Pater. You know what he says, among other things, as a riot to it? Hidgis HaGadish, B'Shabbos, is Pater. How can anyone live with that? The answer is, because Misa Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh is Pater, except for Kasher Zalman cases. So apparently, what did Rabbeinu Tam think, as quoted in Tosus Bava Kama? that the case of Nisa L'Shamayim U'mamanu L'Chavero is indeed within the category of Nisa L'Zeh U'mamanu L'Zeh. What does Tosfos and Bava Kamma do to rebut that raya? And you can anticipate it. What would he say? That's not a raya, because that's not called Nisa L'Zeh U'mamanu L'Zeh. Understand that Din U'Dvarim in Tosfos Bava Kamma does not appear over here. From our Tosfos, it would seem Ki'ilu Rabbi Yonatan didn't have to deal with that case, and the Pnei Shul makes that very clear in our Tosfos. Rabbi Yonatan is not coming to answer Gedolus HaGadish. Strangely enough, he doesn't mention Tosfos Bava Kamma. So, Chorin Bava Kamma, you see otherwise, that Rabbi Yonatan in that respect agreed that Miso Lezer Mammon Lezer would exist in the case of Miso Lezer Mammon Lezer. But the din is Miso Lezer Mammon Lezer is generally Pater anyway. Okay. You guys follow that? Sort of, maybe. Okay, it's okay. We'll read it. It'll trickle down somehow. Okay, we'll get there. Okay, and read Tosfos Bava Kamma. Let's see a bit of time here. Zog Tosfos, continue. V'niru a bit of time. The Rava Dafka Gabi Edim Zomimin Islay the Mamun Lezer Unfashis Lezer Chayiv. The rule of Misa L'Zeh U'mamanu being Chayiv is specific, according to Rava, to the case of Edim Zomimin. Mishum d'be'inan she'tiskayim hazama klape kol echad. What's the case of Rava? Let's remind ourselves. They were testifying against the woman that she's Mizana, and she's an Arusa. And so they want to be mafsid the ksuba to the father, and they want to kill her. They're found to be zomimin, and what's the halacha? They pay with their life, and they pay money. Misa lezeh, mamon lezeh. Says Rabbi Nutan. Generally, Rabbi would agree misa lezeh, mamon lezeh is also part that was coming to Rabbi. But over there, chayiv, because bi'inan, shetiskayim hazama klape kolechot. You need that the kasha zamam has to have expression to be fulfilled regarding each individual that their edus was testifying against. They wanted to affect her, the misa, the father, the mammon, and therefore there has to be a kasha zamam that finds expression in both the onesh misa that they wanted to impose on her and the onesh mammon they wanted to impose on the father. Miyu. Mammon unefashos bechad gavra. But if you have a case of mammon unefashos with one person, they're pater. What case are we thinking about now? Mammon unefashos bechad gavra.
The case with
Rav Yosef, where the Edim were testifying against the woman the Edim Abal became Zomimin, but they wanted to testify against the woman who's an Esua. So they wanted to be mafsid her mammon and also kill her. And then we say it's enough to just give them the onus of Misa. So what about the fact that it's not a full kasha zamam? He says, Nil manfash is the chad gavra potter kivin miskayim bo ksas hazama. In other words, the hazama toward the woman is fulfilled in part by giving them Misa, and that's enough. But if the kasha zamam has to do with two different individuals, then there has to be a kiyum kasha zamam fulfilled, carried out, in terms of each individual that they was testifying to impact against. And that's the extent of Rabbi Shita of Misa Lezer Mammon Lezer Chayiv. Two individuals that they are plotting against, and the kasha zamam is going to be carried out, there has to be an expression of the kasha zamam being carried out in terms of each of the individuals. Wait, this is where time finish. Avo, the Alma, but everywhere else, Moda Rava is totally agreeing, the Mammon Lezer Nefash Lezer Pat. What's prompting Rabbeinu Tam to say it? So now we know. He continues on. Why am I saying that the default position, the default shita, even for Rava, in Misa Lezer Mammon Lezer, is that you all say, you say Kavod Rav Yineh. Kasha Zamam is unique. What's his right? Tagedi Samuch Lo, the Eved Kafus Lo, the Tnan Patur. We have a Mishnah in Bava Kamma Ketzer Regel that you have a case of person but life's a Gaddish. And there's a Gedi nearby. And the Eved is right there tied so that the Eved could not have run away. which means that by killing the Eved, what are you consider, what is the person considered? A Rotseach, because if the Eved had free will to run away and was in a position to do so, you couldn't call him a Rotseach if he likes the Eved himself. But if the Eved is tied, then that Eved is active at Sicha. Ditnan pot umukminan beperikates at a regel bigdi dechad v'avid dechad. And the Gemara sets up the case of the Mishnah that it's a case, a chidush of that Mishnah is gidi dechad v'avid dechad. Just let's get a little bit more background. What is bringing from the Gemara there? So again, just in terms of the larger context, the sugya started off with a discussion, a big sugya, which just to know that exists is already a maila. You know it now. Isha mishum. Anyone know what I might be saying? Isha mishum chitzav or isha mishum mamono. Sugya ketzad regev is the machayev of eish based on that it's considered like your mom was mazik. You're going to learn Bavakam in a couple of years, but you have to wait for it, right? Is it Mamana Mazik, a getter like Mamana Mazik? Or is it like you're doing it? It's your actions. Like an Adam Mazik idea. So, Machokas of Yochanan Vishulakish. In connection to that Machokas, Igmar has the Mishnah Bavakama. And Igmar has to work out, according to Vishulakish, the following ukimta. You see what happens if a shor is killing somebody, the owner is not chayav misa. But yet we have in the Mishnah a situation of Eved Kafuslo that we will apply Kamed Ravmine and say he's chayav misa when the fire burns the Eved, kills the Eved, and he's not having to pay for the Gaddish. So the Gemara says in the middle of the Amud, Yechav Beis Beis, Amar. The answer is, it's not like you let the fire loose and then you kill the Eved. If a shor would kill an Eved, that wouldn't bring about halacha of making him chayav misa and then come dramine. So what is it? It's a case that he literally took the fire and ignited the gufo shel Eved. Not that the fire spread and ended up killing the Eved, but he mamish did the ritzicha biyadayim. So it's not, if it was just a fire spreading, says Rish Lagish, that's called Isha Mishim Mamono. That's like the shore would kill. Rather, what is it? Hitzitz begufo shel Eved. The kamei v'drabmine. Which is really what we were thinking about all along, but the more I emphasize the kamei v'drabmine. In fact, the Gemara, yachin mayla memra. So what's the chiddush? So obviously, kamei v'drabmine. Where it says, lo tzvicha, begdi dachad ve'eved dachad. Rashi explains, itzvich hashmi'in, afagab de'en achayev misa b'shvil ha'gedi, mafsid ba'al gedi. Interesting way of expressing it. Mafsid bal gedi. Rashi is telling us that the chiddush is misa zem mamon lezeh, seemingly, is still going to go under kamed ravmine. Even though the dechad ever dechad, so the chiyuv for the gedi, gadish the gedi, it's a separate person. Nevertheless, we will pluck kamed ravmine. So what do you see in this gemara? That misa zem mamon lezeh is butter. So what's Rabbi Yonatan bothered by? So how's Rava going to square with that? Now, you don't know Rava holds on the Machokas V'Yochanan V'Shlakish. That's correct. For all we know, Rava could learn Pshat like Rav Yochanan, and you don't have this whole issue. Igmar is only saying this with Rish Lakish. But Rabbi Yonatan wants it to all work out. We don't have to pin Rava down on that issue. We want Rish Lakish's explanation of the mission to square with Rava. And therefore, Rabbi Yonatan has an answer. What's his answer? That normally speaking, Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh is indeed Pater. What's different? Kasha Zama. Soon explain more. What's the second Raya of Rabbi Yonatan? Just get the whole thing together first. V'od. So now that already is not Rava. So we're not as concerned about this Raya. Rabbi Yonatan still thinks that it's a Raya, that we have to say this, that only Kasha Zama is different. V'od, the Rava Gufei. Israel Perk Ben Soro Mora. Rava himself holds the what? The road of Sheshiber Kalen, Bain Shel Nirda, Bain Shel Kol Adam, Pater. If a Rodef who's now in a state of being Chayiv Misa because anyone could kill him as a Rodef, he breaks Kalem of anybody, not just of the person who he's pursuing, Rava says over there, Pater. That's what the Gemara says in the end, that Lo Shna, that's correct, that Misa Zemaz as Pater, because that's what Rava said. Seemingly, what do we have over there? So again, it's kedai to see the Gemara a little bit. But okay, you see the third white line. The Gemara says, "Dilma shani hacha demisu zetashkum zeh lo shana da amar Rava." So there's a lo shana. The Gemara is sort of changing gears. You have to know what that lo shana is about. We'll come back to it. We'll get later in the Tosis. But da amar Rava, Radif shad Radif hachaber v'shiva sakem ben shenir ben shakolad and patur. So what do you see? That Rava himself, the same Rava, holds misu zeh mamu zeh as what is patur. So second writer. On the second writer, Tosis quibbles. Miu, Hasam Gabi Rodif, Rabba Garas, Kidimuchav Bagoza Basra, Ube Pekam Sanhedrin, Havi Rava. Okay. So second writer, we can deflect. First writer, Tosis doesn't bother deflecting. But then again, it doesn't have to be such a big riot, because remember the context of the Gemara. It was a Gemara saying, Pshana v'shlokish, who holds, Isho Mishum what? Mishum Mamono. How does it work in the Mishnah? The answer is, Hitzis begufo shel evet. And that's an akimta for shlokish, okay? And that's a chidush of Misu Zeh, Mamu Zeh Pater. What Rava holds, I don't know. Rava holds like of Yochanan, maybe. So again, we don't have any strong kasha from there, but Rabbeinu Tam feels between the two of them that he's correct in asserting that really Rava is very much agreeing that Misu Zeh was patur. What's the big yisod that Rabbeinu Tam is saying? That you need to be able to mekayim kasha zaman in full, vis-a-vis to the extent that every person is accommodated in terms of the kasha zaman, every target that he had individually. What does it mean exactly? How do we touch this? It's an interesting idea. What does it really mean? First, just in terms of the chiluk itself, the Rabbeinu Tam makes, in a case where they wanted to do two things to one person, like the case of Rav Yosef, the first case of Rav Yosef, when they wanted to hurt her monetarily and to kill her, and what's the din? Just kill the Eden, who became Zomimim. So why not say they need the whole package of Kasha Zama? The answer is, Miksas HaZama is enough. Okay. But now if you get to the other cases where it's the two different people, then we say you can't just have the mixas hazama, you have to have the key of the hazama for each one. Why? Well, what's the pshat? Is mixas hazama good enough or not good enough? Like, where's it coming from? Yeah?
He's saying that the mixas is good enough.
The mixas is enough. Why do you need so why not say in the case of two people have mixas hazama, because there are two different targets and you kind of catch hazama in one of the targets and one of the vis-a-vis the chiyamisa. Why, if it's two different people, is it not enough to say that you mekayim mixas hazama because you mekayim it for this, for what they want to do to this person, you're not mekayim to the other person? And in the case where they want to do two things to the same person, then it's enough to be kind of kasha zamam on one thing that they wanted to do. Like, why should that matter? Why should that? You know, where do you see a basis to distinguish on that, on those grounds? What could be the pshat? So you could see a couple of things, but maybe people machavin. Let's see what do you think?
If you say hazamah, it's like paying back the person himself. So then you can't say that one guy's payment back. Either misa, we said misa could be a payment back to that guy himself. So if, even though you're paying back one of the Edim with the Kasher Zamam, who said that you can fulfill that to the other person now? But one guy himself, so you fill Kasher Zamam in a little bit.
Okay, good. Okay, let's hear more.
Because the whole Hazama is when you do, it's like as if you're doing it on each single person. That when you are, we said before, when we differentiated between the things, and on you, that you could do, if you did it on this person, you kill this person, and on this person, you kill this person. So see, but when you do it all on one person, it's not, you're not, can't really, it's not really fulfilled. It's, you can,
okay,
do it.
See everybody. Eitan?
Even if it is more of a bit on the number of others and you're paying it back, you still have like that seem like you apply to Mamu, which is another number of others. How would that answer the question?
What are you trying to, you're asking, you're answering, what are you trying to
ask? How can you say that because it's like you're paying back to a person, what would that affect?
Who's talking about paying back to a person? I mean, what, right now we're defining Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Misu Zeh Mamu Zeh, whatever goes into that definition, normally is patur. Where's the exception? Kasha Zama. There, we don't go abide by the normal standard of Misu Zeh Mamu Patur. There, we require that the Kasha Zama be carried out in full, the extent that there are two different people involved that you wanted to affect and to harm, so then you have to fulfill the kasha zamman vis-a-vis each person. That's what Ben Tam is saying. Now, we want to understand it better. So you're asking? No?
I was asking your question.
So we haven't said anything. I'm just hearing. I'm just listening right now. I'm not commenting. I'm just reserving. Just want to hear what how you guys learned it. Yeah.
And the pasuk is kasha zaman lasas lachem. So if it's one person, then if it's
okay.
People,
then you're doing it. So there's a nice. You're saying it's nice. In other words, even though Tos doesn't really say it, but you know, it's maybe implicit. The pasuk says lasas lachem. So in terms of fulfilling the pasuk, you know, as long as you're fulfilling for each achiv something, so that suffices in terms of saying I fulfilled the kasha zaman at least in part to him. But if there's two different people they wanted to affect, then you have the problem in terms of the second person. If you don't have any expression of the onus kasha zaman vis-a-vis that person, that's the problem. I think you're quite right. I mean, it doesn't spell it out, but it could be that's part of what Rabbi Tam had in mind. So what is the actual yisod itself? So that helps to differentiate between the case where it's, you know, for one person and you're just doing part of the kasha zaman, because at least you fulfilled some kasha zaman to that person, to that achiv, or if there's a case there's another achiv that didn't have any kasha zaman. But then again, what's the problem? In the end of the day, if there's halacha that you have to fulfill kasha zaman, so why is it enough to have a mitzvah kasha zaman? I mean, seemingly the same way you don't have the other achiv's kasha zaman, you don't have the full kasha zaman to this achiv. So why is it good enough? Why do we suffice with that? Still not, you know. What seems clear in Rabbeinu Tam, though, is this halacha that you don't say kim raminei in the context of kasha zamam halacha, or is it a kasha zamam idea? What does it sound like to you? And let's say you could imagine a situation where edim are saying edus that's going to mechayev them in kasha zamam, and they were mazik at the same time. I don't know if you could have such a case, because if it's psui edus, then whatever, or the, you know, I don't know. But would you say there's no din of it kim raminei by kasha zamam? Sounds like it's halacha within kasha zaman. Knows if you have a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv mamon that are arising out of a kasha generated by the kasha zaman. Everyone hear that? In other words, then the kasha zaman dictates, at least in terms of there's two different people involved, that you can't get off the hook by not paying the smaller onesh because of kibdavinay, because it's an internal halacha within kasha zaman that the kasha zaman has to be carried out with both onshim, as long if you're talking about two different people. Within one person, you can carry it out with one of the onshim. Within two people, you have to carry it out on some level to each person. I think that seems clear what the Ben Tam said. So what exactly does it mean? So there's a whole arichas that the Ran has in Sanhedrin, Naftes, that the Shita quotes. He brings in the notion called Edus Shata Yochel Hazima. There's a halacha, and also very much part of the Sigis of Makis and Sanhedrin, that edus cannot be accepted as valid edus unless there's a potential to be able to carry out kasha zaman. It's kasha zaman, not just a halacha that, you know, if and when it happens, this is what you do. It becomes a prerequisite for edus to be admissible in Beis Din. You've heard the term, edus she'at yachal azima, as opposed to edus she'i'at yachal azima. If you have insufficient information given by the edim about the details of the story, that's a classic easy case, i'at yachal azima, because you can't pin them down imanu ha'yisem, they weren't specific enough. But you could have all kinds of situations where for whatever reason it's not a good edus, i'at yachal azima. If you can't be mekayim kasha zamam, can't be mazim them physically with the details, where you can't carry out kasha zamam, the edus itself is self-destructs. It can't be good edus. So the Ran brings in that element over here, and he says, to the extent that you're not going to be able to mekayim kasha zamam in terms of a particular aspect of the onesh, in terms of an individual, then we have that edus vis-a-vis that individual that loses its value. It's not valid. Okay, and if so, then what's the problem? What could be the problem? There's another issue that now builds off of that. And that's another rule from Makis called Edus Shabbatla Miksasa. Finish the sentence. Edus Shabbatla Miksasa Batla Kula. So now, if you have an Edus that has one part of it that is suddenly, you know, invalid, then the whole Edus falls apart. So the Ran starts dealing with that issue. He says, the Kasha Zamam Halacha requires that you carry out both ownership for both people. Because short of that, if you're not going to claim the ownership mammon for the second person, then the Haggadah's Edus vis-a-vis the second person suddenly loses his whole validity. But if that loses its validity, then what's that going to mean? Edus Shabbat L'Mishas Shabbat L'Kuah, then everything falls apart. Then you have no Edus to begin with. And therefore, what do you have to say in order that the Edus can be valid? You have to be able to mekayim the kasha zamam to the second person too. Ah, you ask me with the first person, how come you can mekayim kasha zamam in part? The answer is, as long as you can mekayim kasha zamam in part, that's enough to quote Yochel Hazima. As long as I can do some piece of the kasha zamam for that person, that's valid. That's what the Ran says. But then the Ran brings the kasha. He says, so someone will ask, so wait a second, so why do you want to preserve the kasha zamam? Preserve the edus. To the contrary, if you can, if the din is kimidramine, misu zemamuzeh is pater, then let the chips fall they may, and let it be that therefore the other edus is bato, and if that is but this edus is bato, and that's it. So kachazeh, that's the way it is. So then the Ran comes back and says, no, but the Torah clearly wants in kasha zamam that there should be validity for the kasha zamam, for it to be the edus. And therefore, you have to do it this way. This is all the Ran in Sanhedrin, quoted by the Shita here. Quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he brings the Kasha. In the last paragraph, the Velin Nered Rabbeinu Tam Iker, Rav Yosef Ochis Firulei. Even though normally in the Mesa Mishalem comes Rabbinay, Adam Zoman Chidish Rachmana Shia Mesa Mishalem, Hecha de Machai Maman, Lazar Nefashel Lazar. The Chsiv, the Sizel Rashi Zam Lassus Rachiv. Kiloma, Shayi Unshu Bechol Osen Haonshim Shayi wrote some Lanos Shachol Echad Bechem Yachiv. The Pasuk seems to suggest that you should get the Onesh that you want to do to this Achiv and to that Achiv. Ava Kishesh Maman, so therefore you have to do it this way. If it's mammon fashos le'echad, patur min ha'mammon, because that's called kasha zamam. So now it comes back to what you said before, that you're working off of the pasuk, but you still have to come back to the problem being that the lack of kasha zamam would have meant that the edus falls apart. But because the Torah wants it to be a kiyum of kasha zamam le'achiv, so therefore we don't want the edus to fall apart, and therefore the Torah clearly is indicating, if you will, that you don't say kimin rabinei. It's more or less the Ran's approach to Rabbeinu Tam. It's interesting. This is Rabbeinu Tam's shita, so this becomes the exception that proves the rule. There are other angles here within Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, there's one nekuda that's interesting. The Ramban, in the beginning of Makis, this is also Megir other in Yanam coming to Rabbeinu. I'll just mention it now, but we're not going to deal with it. In terms of one achiv, in the case of Rav Yosef, the first case of Rav Yosef, when you get gets Misa, not Mamo. So Rav Yosef says it's enough to have Misa because it's coming to Rabbeinu. Misa Mamon Lechad. Aye, what happened to the Kasha Zamam being fulfilled completely? The way Rabbeinu Tam says it here, it's enough that you fulfill it in part. Rabban says, if they get the Onesh Chamor, then included in that is as if they had the Onesh Akal. I have a full Kasha Zamam. Interesting words. We'll have to see. There's a lot of raid on this Indian and a lot of Xos and others that want to say it depends if you're going to do the Onesh Acham or if it's only a Chai Mises Shogigan where you don't have that idea. Basically, Rabban is saying a Svara that Kavod Rabbeinu is not just Halacha that you don't have to pay the lower price of an Onesh, but that it's a Ki'ilu, you actually carried out the lower Onesh. That gets meshed into the Onesh Acham. In other words, if it's one individual and the Kasha Zamam is being carried out in terms of the Onesh HaChamor, That's a full kasha zaman, because by giving onesh hachamor, it's including as if they would have been paying with the onesh hakal as well. Ah, why is that only true if it's one individual? Obvious reasons. If it was two different individuals that they were targeting, you can't tell me that when they get the onesh misa that they wanted to do to Reuven, that it's as if they paid Shimon. Shimon's a different person. So there already, you have the problem that you're missing the kasha zaman. But if it's one person, then the Ramban suggests in one teretz at the beginning of Malkus that that's good enough. Again, this is all, you know, beyond the scope of what we're dealing with. I want to maybe leave the time for something, but I want to just, hopefully we can finish this on Sunday, I hope. Mefeshem, we have one more chayuk of the Tosus. Okay, it's a hard Tosus, what can you do? It takes time, but I want to get on to Akir Tzorach HaNacha. We'll see if we're able to. After Rabbeinu Tam, we have the Riva, and you should also compare the Riva here and the Riva in Bava Kamma, and Rabbeinu Tam here, Rabbeinu Tam and Tosus Bava Kamma. And it's also, okay, Kedai to look at maybe once the Hashlama Sadvarim, the Rambam Hilchus Eidus on the case of Motzi Shemra. You have to look up, it's probably quoted on the Sadek Mar Sanhedrin. Perek Yitches maybe of Eidus. Where's the Gemara Sanhedrin? They quote the Rambam, no?
You can look at Daf Yud.
Yeah, the Rambam brings all the Gemaras. Yeah, no, the Rambam is Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Yud. Toward the end, Vilchus Eidus. So if you look at the Rambam, Perek Chaf Aleph, you'll see the Kesef Mishnah there is Mitzayin in all the Rambams. And the Rambam brings all the different Gemaras that seem to contradict each other. He quotes the Gemara of Rodev, Sheshiva Kelim, Patur. And he also brings the Gemara of Motzi Shemra, Nisum Zaman Zachayev. So what the Kesef Mishnah says, in effect, is the Rambam is going to have to assume it's not a Machokis or Sugis, not like Rashi. He'll either have to say like a Bino Tam or like the Riva, and leave it at that. Okay.